Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for
Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and yakety yak.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo ball marker. Preserve that memory forever with a photo ball marker today. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. Visit McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Get your complimentary design at UFO Tour Golf. As a matter of fact, UFO Tour Golf, soon to be on Biggs Golf Talk. Oh, I talked to my good friend Steve Hopkins, and he has some things he wants to announce here on Biggs Golf Talk. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Ruckit Sports. Improve your game today with Ruckit Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. EncoreGolf.com. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit LoftGolf.net. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald. Look for us in the Facebook group, the Fairway A Forum for the Love of Golf. You can connect with Big John Vick and Biggs Golf Talk on Instagram. Follow me, Big John Vick, on the Golf Match app. Be sure to subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk on iTunes, and we are available on the Google Play Music Store, all for free. Our website is www.biggsgolftalk.com, BIGGS golftalk.com. I'm Big John Vick. On the other side of the line here is the one and only Bill the Golf Father Quabis, and the executive producer of Biggs Golf Talk is Boxer Shorts, Dennis Whitten. Oh, he had a dentist appointment, so he couldn't join us this morning because he can barely talk. So Dennis has got the day off once again this week. But our other co-host, Billy, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Biggs. How you doing? You
finally got a round of golfing. Now, I got to admit, I am feeling the pain in the hand, but boy, oh boy, it was worth it getting out there with Randy Raybuck, Michael Fichter, and my good friend Kevin Scholes.
Now, did you have a pain-free round?
You know, I got to admit, I was feeling it. I had some Advil in me, if you will, to get me through it, because being my first round in over 3 weeks, you know, I felt some pain in my pocketbook and in my hand.
Oh, so you lost the bets that you didn't have.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. It's tough to hear. Well, we got a lot of people that were allegedly coming back. Well, a few golfers coming back this week as well, and now one of the big ones isn't coming back.
As a matter of fact, let's get to our golf news, because our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. GolfKnickers.com is the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or as we know it, golf knickers. To complement those knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers such as myself, Dennis Whiten, and Bill the Godfather Cuevas, and other golfers around the world. Listen, they are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, in golf knickers. For 10% off your golf knickers now, head over to golfknickers.com, enter promo code BIGG at checkout, and get 10% off your purchase today. Golfknickers.com. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's get right down to it here. You know, last week, Billy, we talked about the return of one Tiger Woods. And earlier in the week, as a matter of fact, it was Monday morning, he releases this statement. After a lot of soul searching and honest reflection, I know that I'm not ready to play on the PGA Tour or compete in Turkey, Woods said in a statement on his site. My health is good and I feel strong, but my game is vulnerable and not where it needs to be for myself or for you. I am assuming he's talking about the fans.
Yeah, I would assume. Maybe he's... He didn't want to embarrass himself like he did last time when he came back too early. But at least last time we knew that it was because he came back and he was still hurt. Now, it's like, does he want to just come back and try to dominate like he used to be? That's what he's trying to do.
Is this a different Tiger Woods than... It seems like, and I'm not trying to put any mojo on it, but it certainly seems like, after the marriage issues, we have seen a different Tiger Woods, a more reserved Tiger Woods, really not going after it, not getting on that tee box. And, you know, he's more cautious now, I would say. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, it appears that he is more cautious. I don't know. It's like he lost the fire, but he's Tiger. I mean, you saw how everybody flocked as soon as he announced he was coming back. That was all anybody was talking about. Tiger's coming back, Tiger's coming back, Tiger's coming back. And now that he's not coming back, there's a lot of unhappy people. I'm trying to figure out for that Safeway, how many people bought tickets and wanted to go and changed all their plans because they knew Tiger was coming, you know, and they wanted a glimpse because everybody's like, okay, if he comes back, is it going to be the last time he comes back? What happens if he fails, blah, blah, blah? Because, you know, you got his critics out there as well. So, I don't know, man. He's not the same, definitely, for sure.
Well, it's definitely a split of seas, if you will, of Woods fans. You have those guys that just cannot stand Tiger Woods, and then you have those fans that want Tiger Woods on the circuit and be able to watch him on TV or at the tournaments itself.
Yep.
For people like you and I, it's more of a journalist thing because we want to see what he's playing. We're anxious to see what company he has chosen because, you know, he has a picking of who he wants to play with. But we really want to see the picking of what did Tiger Woods choose. Now, rumors have it that he's going with Bridgestone golf balls on the ball side of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was another thing that was in my mind. Maybe he got the new equipment after he already started his ascent back, you know, to his alleged greatness, and he's not really comfortable with them yet. So maybe that's where he's at, you know, from playing Nike all these years. Now all of a sudden he's not going to be playing Nike, or who knows? Maybe he is playing Nike. Nobody really knows, but everybody wants to know what's in Tiger's bag. I don't care, even if you don't like what's in the bag, you want to know what's in Tiger's bag.
Yeah, even if you don't like Tiger Woods, you're just curious on what. What's in that bag? You know, what bag is he playing? Exactly right. Yeah. Now, it appears the next possible time we are going to see Tiger Woods is at his own tournament, the Hero World Challenge, December 1st through the 4th in the Bahamas. Some might say that this was intentional. He wanted to make the debut at his own tournament.
You know, because there was another event that he was allegedly going to play in that they were talking about before his event. So it was actually going to be two events before his event, and he's already dropped out of that one. So
the turkey event.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. If that's where he wanted to make, you know, his big hurrah comeback and try to win his own event. I mean, it would be something to come back on your event and win your event. So maybe that's what he's doing. It's not like Tiger's like the rest of the golfers. Well, most of the, not all the golfers, but a lot of golfers. Tiger doesn't need the money.
Right, exactly.
He didn't lose anything. The fans, they're the losers. We all know that the fans are the losers because he's not showing up now. And we all know that, you know, now that they have a heads up that he's not going to be at these events, attendance is going to be down a little bit, you know, because you have the Tiger fans. Even people that don't like him want to go see him. Even if it's to see him fail, they still want to go. You know what I mean? So it's tough. It's tough on everybody, especially the fans. Because I know I was excited to see him come back.
I was excited as well, and he did express remorse that so many people would be negative by his decision this past Monday, but it allowed him to avoid yet another comeback where the anticipation and excitement are quickly extinguished by poor health and or poor play. And I guess if you're a Tiger fan, you really don't want to see that again. You want to see him be successful. You want to see him be able to compete. Mm-hmm. You want to see him on page one or page two of that leaderboard.
Yes. Now, do you know who else is coming back finally after almost the whole entire golf season he was gone? Pat Perez. You haven't really heard too much about his comeback, but he's coming back at the same event. He's been gone for like 8 months, I believe, 7-8 months. And he's coming back. And Pat Perez is a good golfer, but he's not Tiger Woods. So you don't hear all the hoopla about his return. You know, what he's done for the whole, you know, almost a whole year out of absence with the injury that he had. You don't hear what, you know, everybody knows he plays Callaway clubs, so he's a Callaway guy. But there's no hoopla about Pat Perez coming back because Pat Perez is coming back. That's it. That's all we know. He's coming back. Nothing else. That's all they've talked about. But now that Tiger, you hear more about Tiger not showing up than actually Pat Perez actually making a comeback. So, you know, I think Tiger's a draw, and I think that's where everything, because you saw when they put Tiger for the Ryder Cup and everything, it draws more attention, it draws more fans, and everybody knows that. Everybody wants Tiger at their event because they know you play Tiger, fans will flock. They're going to spend money when they get there.
There's some bold predictions that's going on for the 2016-2017 season, and Ben Everill from PGAtour.com predicts his number one prediction, bold prediction. You know what that is, Billy?
No, what is it?
Tiger Woods claims career win number 80. That's a pretty bold prediction. At number one of his list, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Time will tell. Time will tell. How's that?
Here's the next question, Billy. If he works hard at his game right now, from now until December 1st, and he's not ready December 1st, when will he be ready?
Never.
That was what I was thinking as well. I mean, if you can't get ready from now until December 1st, with your new equipment, you'll never be ready. Yeah. It's got to be mentally then.
Yes, I would think so. Because even right now, there's no reason all the way in November. You're talking a month away. You can't dial, as a pro, you can't dial in within a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are making adjustments all the time the pros are making adjustments. They're pros. They can make a fast adjustment. Even they, when they're making swing changes, they can do it, and it won't take as long. So it's going to be interesting. I think he just wants to come back during his event.
All right, that pretty much does it for our golf news. Our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Head over to GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your purchase today at checkout. And Billy, today on the program, oh, do we have a special program. We have Terry Purdom from Turf Life that's going to be joining us to talk about dating on the golf course and what you should do and what you shouldn't do on a date on the golf course. Terry's going to be joining us next here on Biggs Golf Talk. Our Golf Life Report will be here, and Bill, the Golf Father Quavis, and I will have the Biggs Product of the Week coming up later on in the program. We will be right back right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Thoughts is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Thoughts, visit www.golfthoughts, that's GolfDotz.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfdotz.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Thoughts. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Thoughts.
This is Biggs Golf Talk with Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network. Stitcher Radio and on the full gamut radio network. And as we tee it up on 6, 7, 8, and 9 before we head into the halfway house here on Biggs Golf Talk. And I'm a proud ambassador of a club. And that club is called Turf Life. And boy, oh boy, I'm looking forward to sporting off for the first time because I've been out of action for over 3 weeks.
Yeah, right.
But sporting off my Turf Life loudmouth shorts on the golf course up in the Wisconsin Dells at Coldwater Canyon Golf Club. Special thank you to Todd up there hooking us up for a foursome out there along with MLB umpire Michael Fitchter. And a couple other buddies of mine, other umpire friends of mine, Kevin Scholes and Randy Raybuck, having a good time up there. Lost a whole lot of money, but you know what? That's okay. That's all right. It's all in a friendly wager. All I got to say is I'm the best-looking guy out there with this Turf Life shorts.
Yeah, you're going to be wearing your Turf Life loudmouth shorts.
That's right.
They're going to be so jealous. And you said the temp's supposed to be what? What's the temperature?
61 degrees.
51.
Yes.
So you're definitely going to wear your little leotards underneath.
Yes.
No, it's cool now. Everybody's made it cool in Hollywood. You know how sometimes the capris, and there's nothing wrong with that. You
right.
can do this, John. And you can wear leg warmers are really hot in this season for men. So you wear your shorts, and then you wear your leg warmers on top of
your golf shoes, you know. I mean, it's the big, it's now the big thing. Nobody's going to laugh. Everyone's going to go, oh, cutting edge Big John. That's what they're going to say.
And that lovely voice that people are listening, let me give a proper introduction to the one and only Terry Purdom, the founding farmer of Turf Life. And I'm very honored that she has nominated me as one of the ambassadors for Turf Life. And she's also the chief editor of Golf Central Magazine, the one and only Terry Purdom. And welcome into Big's Golf Talk, Terry. I know you've already jumped in here. And, you know, how you been?
I've been groovy. Actually, we are doing so many crazy things with Turf Life right now. If I can just give you a little bit of the excitement, it's October, so we just got in a really cool mesh-backed pink Turf Life hat, and we're giving 100% of our profit back to breast cancer awareness. A press release went out, and it took out the word awareness, and cancer, and it was just breast awareness month, and I didn't want that. That was such a... If they're there, we're aware that they're there. But anyway, so we're giving 100% of our profit back to breast cancer research, actually. It's Joe Wisorg, my PR guy, you know, did a lot of research on who we give back to. So every pink Turf Life hat sold from now until November, I think 10th is the promo, and we give back. And then we have all kinds of really cool, like, bling shirts coming on, Turf Life with a red flag. And I was in a really serious meeting. Do you mind me telling this story now?
Go ahead.
Okay. So it's black, and it has bling, so it's, like, sparkly. And it has Turf Life in silver, and it has a little red flag and a blade of grass. And I'm in the middle of this meeting with an attorney. We're talking about money and the PGA show, and it's really serious. And every time I move, I'm seeing, like, these sparkles on the roof of his car. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm making, like, a disco roof in your car. And he looks at me, and he goes, will you please focus on this conversation? Like, I'm like, no. I can't. I'm like, I'm blinging on the roof of the car, and I felt good about it because my shirt was sparkly on the inside. It caught some sunlight. And it was like a butterfly flying by. Sorry.
That's okay.
I couldn't focus on the conversation because my shirt was shining on the ceiling of the roof of the car. I don't know if you got that, but...
Now,
and then we got our first 7-Eleven franchises retail market. We're in convenience stores with Turf Life.
Oh, wow. There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know why? It was so cool. The owner, Deb, who I've played euchre with, and we've played left, right, center. We've been
there. I love euchre.
I love euchre, too. Oh, gosh. You're in Wisconsin.
I am.
I thought that was a Michigan game. I don't know.
I play it all the time online. Well, I used to a long time ago, but yeah, I used to play it a long time ago online all the time.
Euchre parties. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. But we played euchre, and this woman was there, and she's like, I need to have some Turf Life stuff. I got this whole shelf dedicated to Turf Life. Do you know how many turf grass professionals that come into my store every day? I have lawn and landscape guys. They eat their whole lunch here. They're like, she said, my parking lot's full of trailers and tractors and golf course superintendents and golfers. They all come here for lunch. And I said, okay, cool, Deb. And so it started on the 7-Eleven in Winter Springs Boulevard Winter Springs Boulevard, Winter Springs, Florida. And she has three other locations, and then it, you know, elevated from there. So that's kind of cool for me. I mean, we're in 7-Eleven with Turf Life.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations on that.
I should make up like a Slurpee slogan, too.
You should.
I know, something funny.
You know what? And it should be a green Slurpee.
Right. A green Slurpee will kill you, or a pink Slurpee.
There you go. Yes.
Breast cancer awareness, honey.
Yes.
So how have you been? You playing golf? You doing...
You know, I am. I played the first round of golf after 3 weeks being injured and couldn't pick up a club, couldn't swing a club. And
all that.
Yeah, I know.
That was horrific.
I know.
Ouch.
It's still a little painful. I still have to put some ice on it, you know.
All right. Enough about you and your injury. Okay. No, just kidding.
Hey, you know what? One of the reasons why I invited you on the show again, because A, I love our conversations. B,
is
you're a gorgeous female, and now you.
That was somebody else in my office. That wasn't me.
And you,
who that was.
And you have founded this farm called Turf Life, and it's a club, and it's about lifestyle. It's about turf lifestyle. But
yes.
A part of turf lifestyle is, as you know it, and you love golf as much as I do, but a part of that lifestyle is a lot of people don't know that you can use golf as a date.
Oh, it's the perfect date. 4 hours on a golf course, you get to know that person. And when you set up, first of all, you're not going to date somebody who doesn't play golf if that's your passion. So number one is, the do's and don'ts is, he has to play golf or she has to play golf. I love golf. So, and there was a dating site called golfersdatinggolfsomething.com, I don't remember. And they, you know, they always used to contact me because I'm a single publisher of a golf magazine for 17 years, and we do Golf Bachelor of the Month, we do the Cart Row of the Month, and we do Love on the Links, and we always query people about their golf dating. And the first thing is, if you're going to date somebody and you're a golfer, you either want them to play golf or you don't want them to play golf so they don't mess with your golf time. But you're absolutely right. I will not date someone who does not play golf. Because imagine being a publisher of a golf magazine for 17 years, getting this lifestyle brand, Turf Life, out there, and getting the trademark and building this respect for anybody in turf, and them not playing golf, they're going to hate me. They're going to hate my lifestyle. So, yeah, they got to play golf. And there's a bunch of prerequisites when you show up in the parking lot and you go, okay, I'm driving a whatever. First of all, you look at their car, and there's nothing but fast food junk in their car, and it falls out as they're putting their bag on the cart.
Red flag, huh?
Yeah, I know. You've got to keep your car nice and clean, especially
yes.
You're meeting a day. You know, take out your RV's garbage.
Right.
But
don't let that Jamocha shake cup sit there for a week.
Jamocha shake?
Yeah, you don't have.
Yeah, right.
You never had a Jamocha shake or orange Arctic shake from Arby's?
I have. That's a good idea.
Oh.
But the other thing is, when you meet somewhere, are they going to grab your bag and say, here, let me help you? And then they put your bag on the cart, and then they automatically put it on the passenger side.
Yeah.
So they just,
what's up with that?
What's up with that is, I already know the course because we're probably being comped on that course because
right.
I own a golf magazine and I'm Terry Burden with Turf Life.
And I'm Big John Vick of Big's Golf Talk, so we get comp golf rounds.
Right, so we know what we're doing
yeah.
out there, right? and then they put our bag on the passenger side. So I don't want to, you know, emasculate anyone ever unless they deserve it and they have, like, weeny, teeny, tiny hands. And then they deserve it. So,
I'm trying to keep the jokes
sorry.
Clean.
Thank you. Okay, that ruins my whole bit. I'll switch it up. I'll switch it down.
Then they
put your bag on the passenger side, so you already know you're riding. You're a rider. And then they just breeze by the clubhouse, and they don't even consider you want champagne because obviously you're not going to go on a golf date with somebody for the first time and not have an alcoholic beverage if you do that. So that is another, you know, check off point, no good. What do you find unattractive or unpalatable for a female golf date? Like, you meet her first time, you go pick her up on the cart, what's the first no-no?
You know what I hate the most? About if I'm on a date on a golf course with a lady and I ask her if she would like something to drink, oh yes, I'll have a water. What? No,
water.
No.
Clearly, I need to set you up with some different people when you're dating.
But
I know you're probably not dating, but that's.
But
know,
but here
that's
here,
it. The water. I'll have a water.
Yeah, I'll have a water.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
That's why I don't play
would
with
you
women
like,
a lot of times.
How about
this,
some vodka you know, in that water or, you know, some rum in the water or how about a rum and coke or a nice
something,
a
right.
wine, a Chambord wine or something. You know, I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, well, here's a suggestion, by the way.
I need suggestions. Tell me.
For guys out there, you talk about
guys.
How...
dudes will put the your golf clubs on the passenger side. When you pick her up at her car, you would then say to Terry, Terry, would you like to drive or be a passenger today?
Right.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And here's another thing. Don't drive to the clubhouse and let her walk over to the clubhouse from her car.
Oh, right. And the other thing is always try to, you know, like, you don't always get behind a woman. Just because you're a man, it doesn't mean that we want instruction from you.
Right.
Yes, you're far superior as a human being than we are, but that doesn't mean we need your instruction.
Here's the hint of when a lady wants your instruction. Oh, did I do that right? Then she may want some instruction. That's when she wants you to gum up behind her and put your arms around her. That's when she wants to feel some affection on the tee box.
Oh, by the way, speaking of arms around you, if you decide to get physical like that, please smell good. Please have something like a mint, which we talked about earlier, or some sort of, you know, you just smell good. Oh, and shoes. You gotta have clean shoes because that's the first thing we look at. I don't know why. We look at your golf clubs, and if you have the grooves are clean, we already know that you're trying to be a player. You at least know that you're gonna have to hit the club clean. So if your clubs are clean, we are like thinking, okay, you're clean. You know, your shoes are clean, then you're clean, and that's important for us women, for most of us.
God's sake, if you tell the woman ahead of time that you don't smoke, don't light up on a golf course.
There they go. I don't smoke. Yeah, no, cigarettes. But do you mind a stogie? Can I smoke a stogie? And then they put the bloody thing down on the green, and I lose my mind. I'm like, okay, first of all, repair your ball mark. Pick that stupid stogie up and you know, put it there. They make little things. We sell things in the golf industry to hold your cigar up and pick up garbage, pick up cigarette butts, and make us like totally impressed that you're part of the turf life. Turf life is what we're living for now, is to be, you know, proud and respectful of that beautiful playing ground that we get to play on. So especially if I come up and I get like a turf life hat, I got a turf life bag, I got a turf life shirt, and then they drive past a styrofoam cup or a big piece of garbage, and there's a garbage can right there. It's not overflowing. Pick it up and impress me with your, oh, look how respectful I am to the turf life.
Oh, and you know what? And that's another thing. Here's another thing. When you're on a date on the golf course with that special somebody in your life, and she hits a ball onto the green and there is a ball mark, why don't you repair the ball mark for her? If she's in the sand trap, reach out your hand, help her out of the sand trap, and say, Terry, I have your rake for you.
Now you got him. Now you got him, John. You know. Yeah, when you pull your hand out, like, oh, you're awesome. See, everybody, all your listening audience is now just got turned on, all the women. Because if you pull a woman out of a sand trap and you rake that trap for her and you show respect, that is a good golf day.
That is.
I know, that's respect. R-E-S-E-S-P-T.
Yes, yes. Sing it, sister.
I didn't spell it right, but whatever. You know the song.
Some no-nos. Some no-nos from on guys. Some no-nos for guys.
You don't want to automatically, just because they're sitting on the cart, think that you can put your hand on their leg.
Right.
And women do that all the time. They'll touch somebody's arm like, it's a test. You know, like, can I touch her? And if they put their hand on their shoulder, maybe they're just a touchy, happy, friendly guy. But if they put their hand, especially bare leg, and I'm pretty much bare leg most times, if they put their hand on your leg, they're testing. Like, is she going to be okay with that? So, no, don't ever test that. I say, okay, let me grab, and then I take your hand and I put them on my knee, then it's okay. That's the test.
And, you know, I have been guilty of this myself, of doing something that guys should not do.
You've done that?
Wait, no, not that. Not that.
Okay.
I am talking
about... I have no other body parts.
No.
Whether they're feet, the
no.
calf,
no.
the neck.
No.
You try to choke somebody, choke someone on the golf course.
No.
You tongue them. You suck their tongue, down their throat.
No.
No. It's a no-no.
Yes.
No.
No. What I have done...
It's not a celebratory. If they already... You just give them a nice little handshake.
What I have done, and I have regretted it. Because that certain people will not go out golf with me ever again. But is lose your cool about your own golf game. In other words, throwing clubs or you're dropping the F-bomb or what, you're dropping swear words and cussing about your own game. And you know, I have learned the hard way. Women don't want to hear that.
No, nobody does, men or women. It is the most unpalatable trait that golfers, especially good golfers, do, and they don't understand it. They think that everybody's like, okay, we were listening to what just happened. And especially 3 holes later, you're still talking about, oh, my God, I should have opened up my club face on it, and I'm like, okay, we got it. You didn't hit the shot right. Yes, very not cool to talk about your game. First of all, I don't care if someone's a great golfer. The sexiest shot on the course to me is the short shot, the wedge.
Yep.
You know, little other guy. If somebody can finesse that open face wedge shot, nice, beautiful, like hotness. But I don't want to ever hear, like, why you didn't do something. Because I'm not making a joke. I'm on the tee box like a clown. I'm literally a clown in the next. Not the scary clowns that are hurting everybody up north, but I really believe that's happening. But no, when you know the next shot, I don't want to hear that. They're still talking about it. That,
yeah.
But you know, the raking the trap and the holding the hand thing coming out—that's hot. We love that. We love that. And fixing the ball mark, love it. Taking your one big thing two weekends ago, I was at Harmony Golf Resort. Johnny Miller designed beautiful course. They just reopened. Integrity Golf property, and it was just a really special day. And I'm going off the course, off the green, and there's a club there. And I pick it up, you know, my normal, like, step on it and pull it back up kind of thing. I don't bend over if I don't have to. And I hand it to the gent that left it, and he just takes it. I'm like, okay, you know, you haven't picked up any. I haven't left one club on the course that you had to remember for me. So that's a big deal, too. If someone forgets a club, automatically act like a caddy and you give them a club. I think that's a big deal.
Yes.
You know, for men, like, here's what I'm taking care of you, little honey bunny.
Yes, I agree. Now, we only got a couple minutes. We've got 2 minutes here.
Okay.
Post golf round on your date. What should a guy do? What should a guy not do on post-round date?
Oh, obviously, you got to offer, you know, a drink. And secondly, you know, let's make sure we take our clubs and put them in the thing. And don't be obnoxious about your score versus her score. And especially if she, like, beat the crap out of you because you suck. And she's just that better golfer. But I think that it's always customary, you know, not just shaking hands, but have a rule ahead of time. Like, if we get a birdie, we do a handshake. If we get, we get a par, handshake. You get a birdie, it's a hug. You get, you know,
you know that.
But after you score up and then you go, okay, let's go have a bite or something like that, and plan another date for another time and say, especially because, like I said, we comp everybody, you and I do, because we get these unbelievable opportunities. But do not run from the bag boy. Tip over tip.
Yes.
Tipping is really, really important. I'm talking about anywhere you can tip. When it comes to car girl, tipper and over tipper. Tip the bad guy. That's a huge answer. I'm glad you asked that. I've had men that went to Ritz-Carlton's with me. I'm not even kidding. Classy people, I thought, would run for their car to keep from having to tip the bad guy. When they're cleaning our bags up and they already know we're pumped because we're Golf Central Magazine or we're Turf Life, and they don't even tip. And I'm like, no, bad. It's the worst. When you comp somebody around the golf because you're media, they should lay it out there like they had to pay for the round for the people who are service people.
Terry, here's another thing the guy should do at the end. And I hope you're sitting down for this because I don't want you to fall over.
I just sat down.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So here it is. if there is not a bag caddy, because sometimes you play Twilight Golf, right? And sometimes the employees leave early, so there's not somebody around. First, before you place her clubs gently into her car as she would like them to be placed in her car, how about you clean her clubs for her before they go in the car?
Yes, and her shoes. And she actually got sand on her legs because she was in the sand trap like 12 of the 18 holes. Then you take a towel and then you wipe them off and you hose her down with a hose and then you take a blower, you blow them off and then you lotion them up. No, I'm just kidding about all that. Don't touch her legs if she got sand on. But no, you're absolutely right.
Terry,
that's very smart.
I wish we could go on the whole hour here on Biggs Golf Talk with this segment. I'll tell you what, we could just go on and on and on.
I love you, man. I love being on with you. You're so fun.
We're gonna have you on more and more and more, but to find out more information about Turf Life, you must visit www and become a part of the club. It is www.turflife.club and become a member of the Turf Life Club, as I am an ambassador for Turf Life. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John. Have fun, as always.
More of Biggs Golf Talk. Coming up next is your Golf Life Report. We'll be right back right after this.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. Hit drives for more than just show. Yelled four to warn for balls unseen. And approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket. The Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGG Golf Talk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen, I've been using Ruckett nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit
Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is RUKKET.com.
Golf Talk for golfers on Biggs Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Timing is everything when it comes to putting, and even more evident when you start dealing with a full swing. The Blast Motion Sensor is a simple yet technologically advanced tool that captures your swinging metrics. It analyzes your data and provides drills to help your timing in the full swing and in the putting stroke. Let's head out to the course and learn more about this device.
Blast Motion really been in motion capture for the last 25 years. So myself as a professional golfer started working on capturing my data. So we were able to capture it in the labs, but again, back in the early 80,000s, it wasn't available to get out any further than the lab. So back in 2000, we launched our first inertial sensor, which was about the size of a GoPro camera. So that was state of the art back then. So 62 grams, but now we're down to 7 grams. So we're getting it much smaller. And it's much more powerful, and it can now talk directly to an iPhone, which is pretty cool, or Android device. But our goal was, how do we communicate to the professional golfer? So knowing the professional golfers, how do we communicate that information very simply? So we take video as a tool to explain what's going on as far as the motion, and then we overlay 3D data to help understand that information or express it. So everything kind of starts with timing. If we look at how we apply force to the golf ball, so if we look at that timing, the inconsistency of it, that's the major problem with most golfers. The professional golfers, they only vary a few hundredths of a second, where the amateur golfer is 4 to 5 tenths of a second. And that's the biggest problem that we see out here. The product is really easy to do. You just pop it on any golf club. So we always have them start from the hole and work their way back to the tee box. So put it on the putter and go out and check your backstroke time. If you're inconsistent or consistent with that backstroke time. As an amateur golfer, they're usually very inconsistent, and that's why they can't control distance. So we know the average amateur golfer is three putting 30% of the time, where the top players out here are only three putting 2% of the time. And the big difference is timing. We manufacture the hardware ourselves. We designed it in-house. So we manufacture everything here in the United States. There's no on and off switches. It just magically turns on and magically turns off. So once the putter is upright or the club is upright, it knows the need to be awakened and needs to start looking for a putting stroke. So it's only going to capture that putting stroke, then it goes to sleep. So the battery itself will last over 8 hours of continuous use, where it lasts you for rounds and rounds of golf or practice rounds. So again, the goal was make the technology disappear. That's when we're doing our job. So you can go out to blastmotion.com and get it right off our website. And all the information there is on the product. You can look at the videos, and you can look at the players that are using the product. So all the information is out on our website, so www.blastmotion.com.
If you want to see more about Blast Motion, head over to golflife.com and check out our video review. Are you interested in learning more about the latest golf products? Head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/golflife, to see hundreds of golf videos with top teachers that give you great golf tips to help your game, and tons of videos showing you the latest golf products released this past year. The latest episode of Golf Life is still airing on Fox Sports networks across the country. Be sure to head over to golflife.com and click on the TV schedule to see when it's airing near you. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Water has always been a powerful force. And now it's the power inside Bridgestone's new B330s. Introducing HydroCore Technology, a revolutionary process that enhances the gradation of the solid core's inner and outer regions for less spin and more distance. Try Bridgestone's new B330s and see how a little water goes a long way.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network as we tee it up here on 16, 17, and 18 on Biggs Golf Talk. I'm joined back with Bill the Golf Father Quabis. And Billy, I hope you enjoyed your break, buddy, but here we are teeing it back up on 16, 17, and 18, and last week's Biggs product of the week was great, and it gets even better and even better and even better each and every week, and received lots of great feedback with this segment. So once again, it's that time for Biggs product of the week.
This is Biggs product of the week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick and Bill, the Golf Father Quavis, with this week's product of the week.
Billy, my Biggs product of the week this week is the DST training aid. DST stands for Delayed Striking Technology. DST golf clubs force you to locate, train, and perfect the optimal impact position. Impact is the moment of truth in the swing. It is the only position that really matters. The secret of golf is to have a delayed strike or lag impact where your hands lead the club face through impact. When your hands lead the club face through impact, you maintain control over the club face until after the ball has been struck and compress the ball at impact. Controlling the club face through impact means you control the distance and accuracy of your golf ball. And Billy, I love this DST golf club because it's also available in left-handed and right-handed, and it's a training aid that really, really works. I know you have it and you love it as well.
Yeah, I've had it from the very beginning. I met the owner Birdie when he first went out with it, when he came out the product in the PGA show a couple years ago, and I've had it ever since. So It's a really good training tool. I mean, if you go on social media, there are tons of PGA pros, LPGA pros that are using this, and actually they're winners. They're not just using it; they're winning on tour. So if something that they're using to help them during, you know, when they're warming up on the range, hey, who am I to argue? If it's working, yeah. I like it as well.
You know? Well, two of the biggest names that people can relate to, one DJ, Dustin Johnson, and how about Patrick Reed, the guy that has all the swagger, is using DST as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, he does. So, I mean, and the girl that won this week, Hana Yang, it's like her third or fourth event she won this season.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're winning. They're not only using, they're winning. So the winners are using it as well. And it's good to see how many people. I mean, there have been posts that I've seen that, like, they'll show the top 10 in the PGA, you know, on the PGA Tour, and 7 out of the 10 will be DST users. So that speaks volumes.
Well, you know, the biggest challenge in golf, Billy, is consistency. And this DST golf club really provides that consistency for you when you're practicing on a range or practicing at home. Again, for me, with my racket net and my golf mat and using a DST to perfect my swing. And I love using it to practice with because, again, when you get repetitive with it, then you get consistent with it.
Yes, I agree.
So there you go.
Definitely.
My product of the week is the DST golf club. It is a great training tool. You have to check out their website at www.dstgolf.com. They have some swing mechanics. They have how does the DST golf club work. And then you can also purchase the DST Golf Club on the website as well. DST Golf, ahead of the curve. Billy, what is your golf product of the week?
Mine is Popticals. So, Popticals are these pop-out sunglasses. And, I mean, they reached out not long ago. I got their press release, so I started going back and forth, and they asked me to review them. And the presentation that I got, you know, the media kit was incredible. And the way they work, it works on this rail system. I mean, they fold up in half. It's really, really neat. And you know me, I love my shades. Living in Florida, I wear shades all year round. And I think it worked out perfect for me because I think they're going to be my new shades all the time. I mean, they're compact. I love the way they look, the way they feel. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's UV protected, scratch resistant, impact resistant. So, and they're made in Italy. Ooh la la. And so, we shall see. I'm really hyped about this one.
And to find out more information about Popticals, you can visit their website at www.popticals.com. Popticals. Popticals.com. And Billy, I'm on this website and I look at how Popticals work, and that's amazing. You know, because when you think of folding glasses, you think of the old days, right? You think of they're not stylish, they look nerdy. Not Popticals. These things look really, really cool, and it's got an FL2 micro rail system on the lenses.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I was playing with them, just opening and closing, because I was like a little kid, you know. I was like, wow, how does this thing really works? Really cool. So, you know, and I'm getting to know them, you know, for when I use them all the time outside now. So it's really fun. I mean, it comes in a magnificent case. So it's really, like, for the people that don't wear them all the time, but just use them when they're playing. I got the polarized ones for golf, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of sun here, and sometimes it's wet. You get a lot of reflection. So with the polarized, it's going to, you know, they're better for me. But they have so many different choices and different colors, you know, that they have. So I'm really hyped about this.
Superior nylon construction. They're polarized. Completely repels water, oil, and dust. Complete UV protection. Scratch and impact resistant. And like you said, hey, yo, oh, hey, huh? They're made in Italy, eh? Oh, hey.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it, huh? Yeah. When you have something made in Italy, besides made in the USA, made in Italy is not a bad thing, huh?
Nope, not at all, brother. Not at all.
Check them out, www.popticals.com, popticals.com. Popticals, Billy, the Golf Father Cuevas, product of the week, and DST Golf Club, ahead of the curve, is my Biggs product of the week. All right, Billy, I guess we'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
All right, see you next week, buddy.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf, quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course, loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by golfknickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk. It's Saturday morning.
when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!